You're listening to Bloomberg Law. I'm June Grosso at 10 minutes before the hour. Mattel has to go back to the drawing board, or to the courtroom in this case, and retry its claims to MGA Entertainment's Bratz dolls. The U.S. Court of Appeals in San Francisco unanimously overturned a judge's ruling that gave Mattel the rights to most of MGA's Bratz products after finding that Mattel owned the ideas and work of a former employee who first thought of the dolls. My guest is intellectual property attorney Doug Masters, a partner at Loeb & Loeb. Doug, what did the court find?
The court found that the district court made some pretty fundamental errors prior to giving the case over to the jury that required the judgment to be reversed and sent back down. And I think principally the two areas of problem for the district court judge was finding that the ownership of the original copyright in the initial sketches that the Bratz creator did were transferred over to Mattel based on the employment agreement. And then from that all of the later work of the Bratz company in building out their dolls were derived from those initial sketches, molds, so that everything that came afterwards was kind of necessarily also within the copyright that the court found that Mattel was entitled to based on this employment agreement.
Chief Judge Alex Kaczynski wrote, quote, "It's not equitable to transfer this billion-dollar brand, the value of which is overwhelmingly the result of MGA's legitimate efforts, because it may have started with two misappropriated names." Is he talking more here about the fairness of it?
I think he's talking about the proportionality of the remedy to the wrong. So to that extent, it's kind of an equitable fairness issue. So if you start with the idea that there was some initial concept development that should have been properly controlled and owned by Mattel, you get to the question of what flows from that that's within the scope of that. But then you also get to, so what do you do to rectify that situation? The court's view was it's kind of the fruit of the poisonous tree. Everything, you know, that flowed from that initial material is within the scope of that, and it all needs to be brought back over and disgorged and given back to Mattel. And that, to the appellate court, discounted all of the effort and investment and creativity that the Bratz company brought to the development and commercialization of this beyond what was in the actual drawings and designs. So I think the appellate court said this is just too blunt of a remedy and you need to be a little more nuanced here and just not turn off everything wholesale to Mattel.
Is this sort of in line with the way Judge Kaczynski views the ownership of ideas?
Judge Kaczynski over the years has shown a certain amount of skepticism for the broad application of IP rights. Here, what we're seeing is him feeling a little uncomfortable that, you know, as the quote that you said, you can turn over a $1 billion franchise based on a couple of molds or drawings as too powerful of a use of the intellectual property here to essentially destroy the entire efforts of a business over an extended period of time.
What kind of an impact does this decision have, if any, on companies trying to protect the ideas that their employees come up with?
On that score, the appellate court found there to be a certain amount of ambiguity in the agreement as to what efforts by the Bratz developer were really controlled by the contract. So a lesson there might be to have a better drafted agreement. And one of the things the court points to is the fact that this agreement is to be contrasted with some other agreements that were a little bit more explicit. But if you want to own everything that the person does from the moment they wake up in the morning to the moment they go to bed, whether it's Saturday, Sunday at the office, if it's protectable as a copyright or a patent, or it's just an idea or whatever, then you really have to spell things out. The lesson there is to the drafters of these agreements to not take anything for granted.
It seems as if this has been going on for quite a long time, and there have been many decisions in this case, and yet it's not over.
It's not over. You know, and Mattel put a good face on it. They want a trial, and they want to bring this to the jury. You know, there are plenty of issues left to be adjudicated, but I think that this is a big win for Bratz, because what's going to happen in this upcoming trial is that the jury is going to be given a fair amount of latitude to be able to find a violation of a very limited set of copyrighted interests and to also be in a position to apportion the recovery in a much more nuanced way, so that a victory might not be as significant if Mattel gets one, even if they get that far. And I also think that, frankly, for Mattel, an issue that's not going to be helpful for them just generally is that the court's copyright analysis here of what's within the scope of a copyright for a doll, a figurine. It's a pretty narrow vision, so that they talk about kind of filtering out a bunch of things that are just kind of generic to dolls that resemble humans and dolls that, in order to be appealing, have to have certain kinds of characteristics, and that the expressive elements, the protectable elements, are a lot fewer than the district court looked at. So I think that's going to have implications for Mattel beyond this case, because as a company that makes a lot of money off of protecting its dolls, it's now going to find itself with a higher burden going forward to show that other people's competitive dolls are unfair and fall within the copyright that they may have developed. So I think it's going to allow people to compete a lot closer than they have been.
That's Doug Masters. This is Bloomberg Law on Bloomberg Radio. It's 5 minutes before the hour.